Okay, there's that Saturday. We're on that Saturday, that top line. So now, remember we had the Mishnah yesterday. They had a machlokas, three-way machlokas actually, to the Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon. And the Chachamim basically said, you can't carry that. You can't carry from the Gagos to the Chatzeros. They're separate rishios. And then we said, Rav said that the Chachamim only allowed. Let's say you have a Gag that's standing amongst the Gagos. There's no mechitzos. But so can you carry on that roof itself? So Rav said you're allowed to carry Dalin Amos. So now we're going to ask a couple of Sveikos and Shitas of the Chachamim. So Bayi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. Okay, someone who wants to carry Shtei Amos B'Gag or Shtei Amos B'Amud. Mahu. So he wants to carry two Amos on the Gag. Remember, Chachamim said you can carry four Amos on the Gag. So he wanted to combine two Amos on the Gag and two Amos on some sort of pillar or stand that is next to the to the roof. So this pillar or stand, right, standing in the Rishus Arabim, it is tetzvachim high, at least, and four tetzvachim wide. So what's the din? Can you carry from one to the other? So Gemara says, wait a second. Amar Rav, makami bayile, karmel Rishus Ayachami bayile. What's the shayla? Of course you can't do that. Cannot. The roof is a karmelus. The stand in the middle of the Rishus Arabim is the Rishus Ayachim. But it's got the.
Yeah, but it's only 2 hours in each.
No, you want to carry two Amos, but you can't carry from one to the other.
Oh.
You see, you can't carry Dal Amos in one Rishus, but you can't carry anything from one Rishus to another Rishus. So this is basically, you have a Rishus, Karmos is a Rishus, the Rabbanim is one Rishus, it's a Rishus Yachid on the other hand. What's your Shiloh to carry from one to the other? Of course you may not. So Gemara says, it's an interesting line, the Rami Bar Chama agab chorfe lo ayinba. Rami Bar Chama, because he was so sharp, he didn't pay attention. He didn't look into it. I don't know, sharp, he was so sharp that he jumped the gun and asked the question too quickly. This is what his question was. Shtei Amos Begag. He wants to carry two Amos on hit from his roof. Shtei Amos Be'achsadra Mahu. He wants to carry another two Amos on an Achsadra. Achsadra seems to be in the picture book has, I think it's picture 320 or 319 or something like that. He says that the Achsadra, Rashi says, yeah, oh, that's portico. It's achsadra yosri beis hasayim. It's also bigger than beis hasayim. The ein la mechitza. So it's bigger than beis hasayim. It's a karpev. So getting back to our karpev. And ein la mechitza has no mechitza. So therefore, it's not. You can't carry in there. The ein la pitikra. It doesn't have a pitikra, right? The name of your besos. It doesn't anything that it's slanted. So it can't just drop down. It can't drop down. The hashta havili nami karmelis. So you're carrying from the roof, which is a karmelis, two amos into the achsadra, which would also be a karmelis, two amos in each. What's the din? So Gemara brings the two studs of the safek. Mi amrinim, do we say kevan de lo high chaz ledira chad rishus he? Do we say that they're all one rishus? Because neither of them are roi for living space. One's a roof. Again, it doesn't have mechitzos, and one is this portico. It's covering something, but it itself is not roi for ledira, and therefore it's one rishus. Rashi says, "Chad rishus hu yafa pisha ein shel ish echad." Even though they don't belong to one person, ein behem chilek rishus. We don't say that they have a difference rishios. Vafil rabbanon, even according to the rabbanon, right? The rabbanon said that you can't carry from one roof to another roof. So what's the difference here? Why would you have a havamin to carry from the roof to here? Just like the two roofs are different owners, this is also different owners. He says the lo dama l'shnei gagin. It's not similar to the case of two gagin. The hasam ikut tiyurin lamata b'shneihem, because by the roof there are people, inhabitants below. There are inhabitants below. The yesh lomar, so you could say kashim shecholik rishus lamata bebatim kach yishcholik lamayel. Just like they're separated below, they're separated above. Ava l'achsadra lek lemeimahachi. There's no one living under the achsadra, so you can't separate it. Is a difference between that and the roofs. So do we say that since then neither of them are roi ledira, therefore they're considered one rishus? O dilma, or do we say kevan demigat lagag asir migag l'chsadra nami asir? Or do you say that since according to the chamim you can't be metaltal from one roof to another roof because each roof belongs to a different person, so too from the gag to the chsadra you'd say it's asir because they belong to different people, right? Rashi says, The Omer came in the Megal Gag Oster Tamayo the Rabbanim Mishum the Kapti because Rabbanim Kapid Ashinu Yvailim Hu. Ashinu Yvailim is more of a Bava Kama concept, but Ashinu Yvailim here, they're different owners, right? When Megal Sajanami, so from the Gag to the portico would be the same problem. So the Gemara doesn't answer that question. The Gemara asks another question. Bai Rabbi by Rabbi. Shtei Amos Begag, Shtei Amos Bechor B'mahu. So what's the case here? You have basically your roof, somebody else's roof, and it's a chorba, it's a destroyed house. I guess in those days, you know, big mortgage crisis, people left the houses alone and they fell into disrepair. So Shtei Amos Begag, Shtei Amos Bechorba, right? And both of them are open into the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, it's a karmless mahu. What's the din? Can you judge? Can we view them as two rishus, since they're both karmless, and therefore you can carry two amos from one gag into two amos to the korba? Or do we say that again? They're owned by different people. Since they're owned by different people, you can't carry from one. Can't carry from one to the other. Samar of Kahana Lav Haynu Darami Bar Chama. He says, kind of says to Rav Bebai, what are you asking? That's the same question that we had just before, carrying from one to the other. Sure, thank you. See, Mara says, so Amar lo Ravei by Barabaye, so Ravei by Barabaye says, Batzer of Kahana, Kime achar asai unetzai, do you think I'm coming to be cholik on somebody else? I mean, do you think that I'm just going to ask the same question over and over again? There's a distinction between my case and the other case. And he says, Aksadra lo chazi ladira. The Aksadra itself, no one can live in there. But Chorva, a Chorva is Roy ladira. I guess someone could live in there. I don't know how someone could live in a Chorva. Isn't that the definition of a Chorva? I guess a Chorva is Roy ladira. Yes, you're going with two people. So going with two people. Right. He says, the Gemara asks, "V'chi mi'achav the chazay l'gdira? Well, if the chorva is roy l'gdira, right? Makami boyle. So then, what's the suffix of aviva? So then, it's pashut that it's pashut that it's different than a roof because the roof is not roy l'gdira, and this is roy l'gdira, and it's two different rishuyos. I guess the question is more along the lines of whether we can bring it. I don't know. It's talking about the roof, though. Oh, so Gemara says it's imtim telomer kamra. The Rabbi's question is an imtim telomer. Imtim telomer achsar telo chazu ledira. Maybe so you can't carry from the roof to the korva because it's not chazu ledira. So if you say the achsadra is not roi ledira, so it's the same thing as roof. So therefore you can carry from the roof to the achsadra. Imtim telomer that then korva chazu ledira. Do we say the korva is chazu ledira? And therefore, it's not similar to the roof, and therefore, you may not carry. Oh, Dilmore, you say, Hashtamia, less way to urine. Right now, there's no one living there. So, it's right. You just go by the here and now. Don't look at the long term, look at the short term. In the short term, there's no one living here now. And therefore, it's the same thing. And you would also be able to carry from the roof to this korva. And Mark leaves it as a teiku. Next. Gemara's going to bring another machlokas between Rav and Shmuel by the roofs. So. The statement is as follows: Gagin shavin leRavi Meir, veGag yichidi leRabbanan. Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bakulo, Shmuel Amar Ema Talten Bo Ela Arba Amos. There are two different cases here. You have Gagin shavin. What a Gagin shavin? Rashi says sheEin behen Gagavo meChavaro Asara ish harbeis muchin yachad. You have an even row of roofs going all the way across. None of them is higher than the other one, more than ten tefachim. So according to Rav Meir, who holds that all the roofs are viewed as one Rishus, and they don't answer one another, that's Rav Meir and the Mishnah. So that's one case. Rav says you can carry across the entire thing, and Shmuel says you can only carry Arba Amos in there. And the next case is Begag Yechidi L'Rabbanan. Also a Gag Yechidi, which is what? Rashi says it's Ein Somach L'Acherim. Just one individual roof. Right there, Fido L'Rabbanan Lekka Lissarlei. There's no reason for the Rabbanan to say this is Aser because it's not attached to any other roofs. So in that individual roof, so Rav would say that even the Chachamim would allow there you to carry on the entire roof, and Shmuel is going to say that you only can carry Dalet Amos. The problem is, this seems to be a stira between Rav and Shmuel than we did yesterday. That's what's perplexing everybody. Right? Because before, yesterday, on Peites, we said that excuse me, we said that Rav and Shmuel right, had a machlokas in the sheet of the Chachamim, who said you can, Chachamim said you may not carry from one roof to the other roof. Can you at least carry on your individual roof? And over there, Rav said that no, that since the gagos are nifrats, are open to all the other roofs, you can only carry Dalet Amos. And Shmuel said that you view the mechitzos between the walls downstairs as going up to, you know, we say good asik over here. If we say good asik over here, then they can you can carry by on the whole thing. So you see that your whole gag is mukov mechitzos. So therefore we more s. Okay, so now Rav Amar Mutal Taltav Akulo. Rav would say in these two cases, gag and shavon Rav Meir or gag yachidu to the chachamim, and you're allowed to carry across on the whole roof. Kasha the Rav or Rav? That's going to be a question on Rav. Why? Because Rav before said, right? Rav said when you had those multiple, when you have according to chachamim, you had the multiple roofs, you can only carry Dalet Amos on your roofs, because we say that it's open to all the rest of the roofs. So Rashi says that we don't, you see from here that you don't raise the mechitzos between the houses, the mechitzos that are below, to go up to the roof. So therefore, each roof is viewed as open to another, rishus, and therefore you can't carry even in your own roof. So therefore, here also, in all these, according to Rav Meir, if they're not raised up according to Rav, they don't come to the top. Then how are you going to carry on the whole roof, right? Now, and the same thing with the gag yichid according to the Chachamim, even though the gag, Rashi says this, it was a little difficult. Rashi says that even though these aren't open to other gagos, nevertheless it's not enclosed and it's open to the Rishus HaRabim, which is difficult because we say the Rishus HaRabim only extends up to 10 Tvachim, and the assumption here is that these roofs are higher than 10 Tvachim. So that's a good question. It's a tough. The only thing that goes up at the Rukiya is Rishus HaYachid. Because the Rabbim stops at ten Tvachim. So the Ritva says that maybe the 10 Tvachim with the Rishus HaRabim, you know, Rishus HaRabim, that's only airspace, but there's an actual structure in the Rishus HaRabim that continues. But you have to deal with that question. But basically, the question is over here is that, well, how, if there was open to other Gagin, and that's what prohibited you carrying, here it's open to Rishus HaRabim, and that should also prohibit you from carrying. Right? Rashi says, Kasha the Rav Rav, the Amar Rav La'el, Begagin Hashav and Rabban, the Asriya Hadi, Alma Lo Amar Good Asik Mechitzos, Sheva Neim Liot Mevdulos, Hachanami Begagin Hashav and Rameya. There should be no separation, even according to Rameya. You should be able to carry more than Dalet Amos on your roof. Right, Nihi Nami the High Low Asra Chavre the Chad Rishus Mashvil who Miu Benev Shus Rabim Verse Benev. That's the second case, but Rishus Rabim. That's the two. The Gemara says Hasam Duel Minkra Mechitzta Hacha Minkra Mechitzta. He says no. There, with the roof amongst the one roof amongst the roofs, Rav says that we don't do good asik with the roofs because the low Minkra Mechitzta, because you can't recognize the walls. The Mechitzos below are not recognizable above because the roofs just cover everything. You don't see, it's like a tenement, I guess. You don't see the roof, the walls from below coming up to the top. But here it seems to be only answered by the, it, I don't know how it works, by the Gago Shavim, but I guess by here, by the Gago Shavim and the Gad Yichidi, then Minkra Mechitzta, the Mechitzos are recognizable. So it's not that the Chachamim don't hold up good Asik. They do hold up good Asik. They just don't hold it in a case where the mechitzos aren't recognizable. But if the mechitzos are recognizable, then we're going to raise the walls. And once you raise the walls, you're enclosed. And if you're enclosed, you can carry. I don't understand the difference, though. How come in the gagging and the gagging, they're not recognizable? But this case over here of all this one flat level of roofs, it is recognizable. How do you recognize the walls if it's
stub up?
The end of the roof.
No, it stubs up a little bit.
But then they're not, as long as, so, but we're just...
He has to do something, otherwise you can't use the...
I understand, but where do you get that? In one case, Rashi says, Aval hacha mechitzos min karan, v'karmina b'hu good asik, hilkach l'r meir d'mashu l'chad v'shu s'leka le'sar, d'ha mechitzos chitzonis...
One's got a parapet, one does not have a parapet.
But where does it say that?
What? What do you mean, a parapet, what's the other one? Stubba?
That's where you buy tickets.
Parapet is what? Any piece of comfort. If you have a roof that goes down, a piece that stands up so you can't see the roof is a parapet. Or it goes around the entire roof.
We don't have that here. But we don't have that say. It doesn't say that here. Where?
How else do you recognize between the two roofs?
Space.
That would be accurate.
Space.
No, right.
I understand
now.
That, but why? So we're saying in one case you can recognize, one case you can't recognize. It's the same thing. It's just roofs going across.
No, it's just a roof going across. It doesn't work. Flat roof.
But we're calling right here. What's the case over here?
Different colored roof.
We're call-
the problem that they have is something has to go up to bring a wall.
We said that these are called Gog and Hashavin.
The wall brings the wall.
This case is Gog and Hashavin. What does Gog and Hashavin mean? They're all equal. There's no they're flat across.
Yeah, but there's a space between them.
What?
There's a space between them. And you can tell by...
Then what's the difference with yesterday? Then what's the difference yesterday? I don't know. Okay. Yesterday was yesterday. Okay. Shmuel Amar. So now the Gemara goes back.
Rambo says that it doesn't extend beyond the wall. The roof does not extend beyond the wall of the house.
Okay.
The roof does. In other words, you have that spot where you can see where the piece is. If you don't see where that line is, it doesn't
That's
work.
What I'm saying.
So you can see.
You've got to have. On a regular roof, it goes over.
It comes to a 90-degree angle, and then there's a space.
A regular roof goes over the wall.
Right.
Here, it must be butting up to it. So you can see that spot.
Okay.
It has to be.
Okay. Okay.
Messed up construction.
Ushmuel Amar.
Not Binyan.
Ushmuel Amar. How cheap was their architect?
Huh?
Okay. Ushmuel Amar. Ein mitaltun bo. Shmuel says that in these Gagos Hashavim, to Rav Meir, and the Gag Yechidi, you can't carry only Dalai Lama. So that's Kasha Shmuel. That's a Chora, that's a question, a stira in Shmuel. Why? Because yesterday in the Machlokos with Rav, which was the Gag Ben Hagagos, he said good Asik over there. So why are you saying good Asik over there and not saying good Asik over here? So he makes no kimto. He says, Hasam, lo have a Yosef Beis Hasayim. Over there, the roof wasn't bigger than a Beis Hasayim, right? If it's bigger than a Beis Hasayim, we have the Karpef issue. So Hasam, lo have a Yosef Beis Hasayim. But Hacha, have a Yosef Beis Hasayim. The roof is greater than a Beis Hasayim. So what happens, right? The Hani Mechitzos Lamata of Dinan, Lamalo of Dinan, Babi Kekarpef, Yosef Beis Hasayim, shall hook up the dira. So you have the walls below, but we do view good asik as they're coming up to make a separation, but we can't view the walls as coming up to enclose the carpet. And in order to carry in a carpet, great Yosim, Beis Hasayim, you have to actually have walls. You can't have halachic fiction walls. You have to have actual walls enclosing it, mukaf the dira. We don't have that here. So therefore, what? So the havilei v'hadim mechitz lamata avdina lamal. They work for the below, but they don't work above. Vavik a carpet, yes, every base asayim, that we have a carpet that's greater than base asayim, shalo hook up ladira, that's not surrounded by walls for dira, because the dira is below. The dira is not above. So it's surrounded by walls, but it's not hook up ladira. And cold carpet, yosi, base asayim, shall hook up ladira, aim at tatibo el arba. You can't carry more than dalan amos. Okay. Next case. Itmar. Machlok send the base measures regarding. What? Pay attention. Itmar, Svina, you have a boat, right? You have a boat. Rav Amar Mutal Talka Bakulo. Rav says you can carry on the entire boat. Ushmul Amar Ematatin Ba El Arba. You can only carry 4 amos on the boat. So Rav Amar Mutal Talka Bakulo. Why? It has walls, right? You have the way the boat was made down. I guess it's not an ocean liner. You had this boat. You had it, and the walls came around it. So you have these walls.
How many talking about?
We did that with Chatzeros, and Tosos deals with that. We were talking about over there, not Chatzeros, but the Tchum. When we had the boats, we were talking about the walls regarding the Tchum. Tosos points it out. He says, "Afil Rabbi Zeir the Amar Bereish Misha Hotziu Mechitzos Lavriach Maimas was Hanu Daku in and Yotzi Chutz Tchum." We had a discussion by the Tchum, talking about Rabbi Shmuel, and they came to it. Yeah, that was a Gabbai Tchum, I think. Here we're talking about carrying actually in the boat. He says, "How Ika Mechitzasa? It has these walls." But Shmuel says, "Aim a talton, but you can't carry in this svina." I guess the svina here has to be bigger than a base asayim. He says, "Ela arba amos," because mechitzos labriach mayim asiyos. What are the walls of the boat for? They're not mukaf legab for base dira. They're just there to protect you from the water from coming in. Rashi says, "Labriach mayim the lola dira." It's not for. So therefore, you have a karpef of yosim and base asayim that's surrounded by a wall that's not ladira purposes. And therefore he says, you can't carry more than Dalal Amos in there. So Amar Leh Reb Chiya Bar Yosef L'Shmuel. So Reb Chiya Bar Yosef then asked Shmuel, Hilchos HaKevaseich or Hilchos HaKarav? Does Halacha follow you or does Halacha follow Rav? So Amar Leh, so Shmuel says to Chiya Bar Yosef, Hilchos Karav. The halacha is like the other guy. You don't pass him like me. It's interesting. Does that mean that he was...
Wow.
Does that mean that he's chozer?
Yeah.
Does that mean that he...
I would imagine so. I would leave it out there.
Or maybe he says, you know what, just happens to me. You look at the facts on the ground, they don't pass him like me. Shmuel is saying, you know what, we have a cloud that, you know, only when it comes to Isura, we pass him like Rav, not like me. Like, what's... I mean, can you imagine going up to somebody and saying, oh, machlokes between you and you, you're passing like, nah, passing like him. I don't know. Or if it's, I mean, maybe you could say, I hold this, but you should, if you want to, you can go to that Rav. I guess the people can do that.
Well, he's being
machmer. He's being
machmer. He's being machmer on somebody else.
Right, he's being machmer.
On himself.
Right, but he doesn't say that. But that's what I suggested. Maybe he's just saying, oh, for me, I would say this. But for everybody else, you look at what the Olam is doing, that's you can hold like that. You give a lot of credit. You don't see that. You don't see that so often. What? Amar of Gidol, Amar of Chia Bar Yosef. Talking about a machlokus amongst equals. Your situation, there are no equals.
Whatever that means.
He knows what it means. So Amar of Chia Bar Yosef. Umode Rav she'im kefa'a alpia she'im etaltim va el ra'aba amos. If you turn the boat over. Okay, so therefore, the...
So why would you do that?
You turn the boat over, not, I guess, not in the water, but aground.
If you capsize, it's on land.
You capsize it on land.
Think about it. It's now it's opposite.
So it's upside down. So he says, aim a can you carry... I'm not sure if it means carrying on the inside or carrying even on the roof, on the outside with it. You can't carry el dal amos. The Gemara says, kafa lamai. Well, what was the purpose why you flipped it over? Okay, if you flipped it over to live underneath, it's your mobile home, right? So during the summer you're on the water, and during the winter you bring it onto the shore, you flip it over, and you live underneath it, right? So ilema ledor tachteha, right? Then why can you only carry dal amos at all? Maishnami gag yichidi. Why is this any different than the gag yichidi case that we just had? The gag yichidi case we had. That was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, but Rav basically said, by the Gag Yechidi, even according to Chacham, you can carry on the whole thing. Right? You say, good Asik Mechitza. So the Gemara says,
what is a good Asik here? You have the clothes.
No, you're talking about the outside. You're talking about carrying on the roof.
Yeah.
So you turned it over. Not that you can't carry it here. Can you carry here? The walls, I mean, it's sort of like this. The walls shoot up and give you an enclosed area, right? Ella must be shakafa lezofsa. Yes, you know, after the shipping season, you turn it over to pitch it or to tar it to fix it up. So you want to put it with the tar. So therefore, you don't. It's there's no Torah's dira over here. It's not talking. It's not flipped over for living. So there's no the svina is not omedes ledira klal, not on top, not below. So we don't say the good asik over here, and therefore we say. Even if we would say good asik, it's not enclosed with shem dira. It's not enclosed with shem dira. It's a carpal. It's enclosed to gosim vesa sayin. That's not enclosed with shem dira, and therefore you wouldn't be able to carry on it except for dalet amos. So Rav Ashi,
you say good asik no matter what residential or not residential. Good asik works
with
residential owner.
Right, but here even if you say good asik, so what does it do? It creates. It gives you walls surrounding a carpet. But the karpif is not mukaf for dira purposes. If it's not for dira purposes, then it doesn't matter. At that size, it has to be hukaf lagat for dira. So Rav Ashi masli asefa. Rav Ashi asitvina. Rav Ashi learned this whole din with a ship. Rav Acha bray derava masli achsadja. Sorry, this machlokas Rav Shmuel, and then Shmuel admitting that, or Shmuel stating that the halach was like Rav, he learned it lagave and achsadja. Portico? Okay, portico. Okay. The Itmar. Right, Itmar, because we have this machlokes at the base measures. Achsadra, the Bika. So you have this Achsadra in the Bika. Rav Am Mutal Talta Bakula, Vishmul Amar Aim Talta Ba'ala Arba. I think the case is you have this, the four poles, and you have this roof put on top, and in the middle of a Bika, can you carry underneath it? Right? Can you carry underneath it? So Rav says you can carry under the entire thing. Right? I guess the Bika is a Carmelis. Now, have you separated the karmas from here? Rav says, mutl tata b'kula, v'shmul amar, ein mitalatim bo'ela arba. You're going to carry four amos. So Rav amar mutl tata b'kula, damino p'tikor yor v'sosem. He says, view it as an enclosed area. The roof just drops down, The walls drop down, and you can have enclosed air, and you can carry. Right? Ushmul amar ein metalkin ba, you can't carry there, because he says, the lo amrina pitikra yorid v'sosin. So he said, cause, and not that he doesn't hold a pitikra yorid v'sosin, I think it is that, you know, there was a machlokas where the pitikra yorid v'sosin can apply to all four walls, and you have to at least have one full wall in order to say that the other walls drop. So Shmuel's probably saying that you can probably only can say pitikra yorid v'sosin if you have one real wall. Here you have four walls that are open, so you can't say pitikra yorid v'sosin because there's no, you don't have that original one wall to drop you down.
Is that odd? Think about it. You make that four post thing in the desert, the atoms that come around a well. That works, and it's got nothing over here. Here you have a bunch of larger structure.
That wasn't it. Was in the Shusarabi. You made those four pillars, right? They extended. They extended off, and you closed it off.
You're not walking. And here you have a whole roof on top that it doesn't work.
That's the mind.
What's that?
The inconsistencies of your peak.
I don't know, how come over here you don't say it's Ksuras of Pesach, so you can carry it there?
You're going one step further, I'm agreeing with you. You're going one step further there by adding a roof. And we have
our... No, maybe the pole over there, first of all, over there, they went at right angles. And they were a certain distance, it had to be a certain distance apart. Yeah. So we were able to extend it here. Maybe here it's different. I don't know why. Menachem's right. What?
It was extended larger than Lovett.
It was extended larger than Lovett in those cases. Yeah, they said because the Oli Regel are coming in. Okay. So Shmuel Amar Eimetaltim Ba'el Ba'ar Ba'amos Lo Amin Pitikra B'Yorid. And over here, that I guess this is where Rav Acha said that you had the story of what someone said is the Lech like you or not, and Shmuel says the Lech is like Rav. Okay. Gemara goes back to the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. Right, we said before on Amud Aleph that Rav and Shmuel have machlokes by the Gagin Shavos, according to Rav Meir, or the Gag Yochid, according to Chachamim, can you carry in the entire area, or you can't carry only four amos. Right, so now the Gemara says, what's the shitas of Rav Meir according to Rav? So the Rav, Aliba de Rav Meir, Rav, according to Rav Meir, Litalta Lechatzer. Let him carry from the roof to the chatzar. Why? Ravu holds a quit in Rav Meir that you can carry on all the roofs on top, right? Even if it's greater than the base asayim, he says because he's holding good asik, the walls on the side go up, and everything is covered. It's one area, so they're viewed as being mukaf mechitzos l'tzoros dira. You're taking the walls below. It's greater than the base asayim, but it's encircled by a wall for the purposes of for dira purposes. So then, why should he should then allow you? I guess he should allow you to now carry from the Gag to the Chatzar. And we can see before that you can't carry from the Gag to the Chatzar because if it's Mukaf for Chomos, turns into Rosh HaYachid. The Chatzar is Rosh HaYachid. So why can't you carry from the Rosh HaYachid to the Rosh HaYachid? From the Gag to the Chatzar. Right? And we're going to see later on, we're going to see that you can't do this. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kevin Amar, the Gagin Hashavim, Metaltin Bekulon. You're carrying all of it. Amalav Carmelus Ninhu. It's no longer Carmelus. So Litalta mi Gag lechatzer. We should be able to carry from the Gag to the Chatzar because it's no longer Carmelus. It's definitely not Rosh Hashanah. So what is it? It's Rosh Hashanah. And the Chatzar is Rosh Hashanah as well. So, but Alama Amrina lekaman. Why do we say later on the Divra of Meir Gagin Rosh Hashanah Atzvon Chatzay Rosh Hashanah Atzvon the Aim Litalta mi Gag lechatzer. Why can't you should be able to carry from Gag lechatzer? Why are they separate Rosh Hashanah? They're all the same Rishus. They're both Rosh Hashanah.
You can always carry from the Bias to the
I know. So that's one question. So Gemara answers, Gzeira Mishum. That's a good question. You need an Erev. But even, I guess, maybe if you do an Erev, you can't do an Erev. An Erev wouldn't work to let you carry from Carmelus to the Chatzar, would it?
Nothing
is a Carmelus. Right. So it's a Shusha Yachid. But your question is a Shusha Yachid. You can't always carry from one Shusha Yachid to another Shusha Yachid. But if you made an Erev, you can't carry from Shosh Yachid to Shosh Yachid. So maybe if you made an Erev, you can carry from... The question is maybe with an Erev. I don't know. It's a good point. The Gemara answer is Gezeira Mishum de Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. No, it's the Gezeira that we saw yesterday of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Right? According to Rav Meir, right, that you can't carry from a high place to a lower place, even if they're both in Shosh Yachid. Why do we say that? Because Mechon Shesh, that maybe you'll have this pillar in Rosh HaRabim, and then you put from the Rosh HaYachid into Rosh HaRabim. Okay? So that's why Meir says even you can't carry it from the Gag to the Chatzar, because the gag is higher than the chaser, and you have this gezeira. If you allow to carry from the higher place to the lower place, or from the lower place to the higher place, then you're going to have that problem if you have this pillar in Rishus HaRabim itself, where people may get confused and put from one onto the other, and then violate this Malacha Gerua of Hotzah. So, the Gemara says, Ushmuel Aliba de Rabbanan. Shmuel, who holds by the Chachamim, that by the Gag Yechidi, right, let's just talk about the individual Gag, by the Gag Yechidi, if it's bigger than a Beis HaSayin, you can only carry Dala Amos, because we don't say it's Muka Chomos Tzorach Dira, right, so he says, that if that's the case, Nitaltel Mi Gag the Karpet, well, let somebody carry from a roof to a carpet, because you're viewing now this roof as a carpet. It's from one carpet to another carpet, right? You should be able to carry. Right? Rashi says, "Rushmuel liba the rabbanon begag yichidi yosher mi beis hasayim kevan the amar the high good asik lo have hekef with dira the karmosi." Since we see the good asik encloses, but doesn't enclose for dira purposes, nitalklemine le carpet yosher mi beis hasayim shtei amos bezeh ubeis amos bezeh. What he's saying is then, you only have 4 amos to carry, but why can't I say I can carry 2 amos from on my roof and 2 amos into the other carpet? Because they're both karfifios. So the same reshus, carry from one into the other. Rashi says only beis amos from one beis amos to the other. Alam amin lekamam. Why we say later on the dibe chachamim gagin lechatzeros reshus achas the karfifios reshus achas the aim etalklim and the carpet that you can't carry from the roof to the carpet. Why not? So amar rava barula gzeira shema yipaches hagag, because there's a zero that maybe the roof will diminish in size. What happens if the roof diminishes in size? V'yichaser mi beis hasayim, and it'll be less than a beis hasayim, and therefore what? It's surrounded by walls, less than a beis hasayim, you don't need it for your purposes, and therefore it is rishus hayachid, and you're carrying from rishus hayachid into the carpet. He says, v'yichaser mi beis hasayim, Rashi says, v'yikseru gamas habayis, and the house below will also get shortened, l'midas hagag milamata, the you're going to carry from one to the other.
So,
what? We're worried.
Why would we worry about the house getting shrunken? How's that happening?
I don't know. Maybe it gets washed away. I'm talking about mud
caves in.
Roof caves in, mud houses. I don't know.
There's no end to what you're going to worry about every single time you do it.
Worried.
That's like the worst answer I've ever heard.
Since
we started, that was the worst answer.
Anything has to do with cake with
in 14 days, in 14 days, the Mishnah will say, Orla Abarasai. Okay.
You bet it will.
That answer your question?
Yes, it
does. There it does. Okay. So Gemara says, E hachi mi karpef mi karpef nami lo yitaltel. Is it 14 or 15? I don't know. 14. So he says, if that's the case, from the carpet to the carpet, you also should be able to carry, because Dilma Mifkas Vasilutiltule. Maybe the carpet, one of the shear on the carpet will also diminish in size. Maybe the water will wash away something on the edge, and it'll diminish in size. And therefore, so how can you say you can't carry from a roof to the carpet, and you can carry from the carpet? Have the same shash. Have the same shash. So the Gemara says, there's a difference. There's a big difference. Hasam, from the tiltil from the carpet to the carpet, to e Mifkas Minkri the Milsa. If the carpet diminishes in size, you're going to recognize that it diminished in size. How you say? Because they're surrounded by mechitzos. So if it diminishes in size, you're going to move. You're moving the fences in.
Right.
So you'll recognize. You'll know that it's. You don't have to worry about it.
This answer is worse than the other.
But here, haka lo mikre milse. If the gog diminishes in size, you're not going to recognize it because you don't have real roofs. You don't have real walls on the roof. The roofs are only from below. You don't have real roofs. You don't have real walls on the roof. Right? Rashi says, "Im mifkat lo mikra milsa keva the leka mechitzus ala gag lo mikra milsa velo mechsek kapachas beis hasayim the davers ein lo mechitzus lo sagle umdino shapir besavre kati tvemi beis hasayim." You still think it's bigger? You can't tell. Why?
You don't notice your roof just disappeared.
Kafir. But that's what the Gemara's assumption. The roof is extending. Let's say it's extending over the house. So a little piece falls. Let's say it's exactly. So a little piece falls out. You're not going to know it because there's nothing there that encloses it. There's no frame of reference. By the carpet.
The reference is a wall. There's no wall.
There's no wall on the roof.
It's good assets.
We're using the fake wall, the going up from the bottom.
Yeah.
So there's no real wall. We just have a halakhic wall.
You won't notice it.
So you can't see it.
Oh, that's just only good. There's nothing. But it's,
holding the roof
up. Yeah, yeah, whatever. That's what it's saying. So maybe the roof up extends over or something, insurance. But by the base aside case, by the carpet over there, it's totally encircled. And if it, gets smaller, I guess you move the...
Shift the walls.
You shift the walls. Bring the fences in.
There's no parapet in this case. Whatever it is.
So what should we do? All right, let's go a little weiter. So now the Gemara, now we're going back to the Mishnah. What? We'll go back to the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Kishetimse Lomar. If you look in the words of the Tanoim, based in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Tes, to see what's going on, the Divri Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzmon, all the roofs are one Rishus, so you can carry from roofs to roofs, right? So therefore, I can carry from my roof to your roof to your roof, to roof, all the roofs are one Rishus. And Chatzeros Rishus La'atzmon, all the Chatzeros are Rishus La'atzmon, I can carry from your Chatzert to your Chatzert. Again, these are items, remember. These are all dealing in situations where the items were left in these areas before Shabbos. Right? It's not you taking items from the house into the Chatzer and then moving into all the Chatzeros. There's an item left in the Chatzer, it had Shvisa in the Chatzer. So you're saying all the Chatzeros are considered one Rishus, carried from Chatzer to Chatzer to Chatzer to Chatzer, they're all in one Rishus. But you can't carry it from the roofs to the Chatzer because those are different. Chatzeros Rishus La'atzmon and Karpipos Rishus La'atzmon. All these open areas are Rishus La'atzmon. So I can carry from your Karpi to another Karpi. Now, according to Chachamim, Gagin the Chatzeros is Achas. The roofs and the Chatzeros are one Rishus. The Karpipios is just Achas Hain. And Karpipios are another Rishus. Why does Chachamim say that? The Divrei Chachamim. Oh, because they don't have this whole thing about the tell? Gagin the Chatzeros is Achas Hain. And the Karpipios are one Rishus. According to Rav Shimon, Kul Rishus Echasai. And according to Rav Shimon, they're all three are one Rishus. So you can carry, we've seen Rav Shimon multiple times, you can carry from one, you know, you jump along the rooftops to bring stuff to people. So Tanya Kavase de Rav, we have a Bryce that supports the Shita de Rav, and Tanya Kavase de Rav Yehuda. Okay, because Rav Yehuda just said, you know what, this is going to keep on going halfway down. Menachem, stop here?
Yeah,
fine. All right, let me just stop here.
You have to start over on
Rav Yehuda
anyway.
You can start wherever you want. You can probably go back. Probably better to go back to start by the Amar Rav Yehuda and then continue from there. Okay, we'll stop here.